Lean forward slightly. Look straight at the speaker. And listen with a sparkle in your eye, as though you might be thinking, gee, this is the most wonderful thing I ever heard in all my life.
We interrupt this program to waste some of your valuable time.
Coming to you live from our bedroom studio in the Pacific Northwest, it's TGIF Radio. This show is brought to you by the Internet, Electricity, and Mind Power. And now, with no agenda in mind, here's TGIF Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the highlight of your week. It is Friday. This is TGIF Radio. So goodbye to the work week, and hello to the weekend. I think we scared everyone off with our doom metal.
Probably.
Or whatever this is. Yeah. I'm not sure what it is. This is it now in my mind.
So what was the song and artist that we're calling it out?
Oh, let's see. It's called The Hidden Masters by The Sword.
Ah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, I never heard of either of them, but yeah, not too bad.
I feel like I should be riding in on a horse or something, but fuck horses. Yeah. You'll never catch me dead doing that. Or alive.
Yeah.
If you see a dead me on a horse, tell all the newspapers, because that's a big deal. How did I get on there in the first place?
Maybe you're undead.
Where was I going? Yeah, maybe I'm undead. Maybe I'm that one of those cowboys that comes out of the ground in that one Simpsons episode. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Probably not going to happen.
Probably not, no. It's fairly unlikely.
I don't know if I've ever explained this on the show. I probably have. Horses are dumb.
Have you ever ridden a horse?
Yes.
Okay.
Actually, I've ridden several horses.
Same, actually.
The experiences were, I don't know, nothing worth hanging on to.
Yeah.
I guess.
I had fun with it when I did it, so.
I was on a horse. That's all I can really say about it, except for the one time I had the horse that would go right when I wanted to go left. And when I wanted to go left, it wouldn't do anything.
Yeah.
So that sums up the entire experience.
Yeah. I can remember two distinct times I've ridden a horse. I mean, I've ridden horses other times, but not anything that lasted leading memory.
Did you go faster than like a trot?
Basically about a trot, and that was about all the faster, because it wasn't my horse, obviously.
Yeah.
It was somebody else's.
Rental horse.
Well, it was like a coworker of my mom had a couple horses,
mm-hmm.
and this horse was massive. It was like probably 5 feet tall at the shoulders.
Clydesdale X2.
About the height of one. It was a huge horse named Red.
Yeah, that's a, never good.
No. But he was actually the super sweet and super easy and to ride and everything. But, yeah, he stepped on my foot. And then after that,
oof.
I got him. Yeah.
Did he feel bad about it?
I think so, because he was really well-behaved when I was riding him, because I had never really ridden a horse before that time.
How much of the foot did he get?
About the first, third of the foot. I felt it coming down. He didn't go full weight onto my foot.
Okay.
He started pressing down, and I'm like, ah, because I felt the weight, pressure my foot against my foot, and he's like, oh, sorry, man.
Yeah. Shit. If you were wearing, I think that would have been one of those situations where if you were wearing steel-toed boots, that would have cut off your toes.
Yeah.
I think horses can do that.
Probably. Although,
their toes are made out of steel.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, thanks to us.
Yeah. Depending on what kind of shoes, because they have different shoes that you can use for roads, which I think are more rubber-based.
Oh, real shoes.
They actually have actual horseshoes that are designed for walking on roads.
And they aren't the standard metal ones.
No, because those will tear up pavement roads.
They're made out of pavement, so they can walk anywhere.
I think they're made out of either a rubber or some sort of a polymer material, so that way they don't scuff the road, but they have long life.
And, we're just babying these horses, they don't really need those shoes. The only reason that we put them on them is so we can take them on these dumb roads that we built. And that's because we're police horses, they're on the fucking roads all the time.
They have the rubber shoes,
and they probably have the rubber shoes. But if it was like a wild horse and he came across one road and just had to cross it, he wouldn't chip a nail.
No,
walking across.
But if you're trotting for, 20, 30 miles or, the Wells Fargo wagon, then you're probably going to want horseshoes.
Oh, God, the Wells Fargo that must have been a tough racket. Carrying royalty? Money? What's
money.
In that? It's
it was,
probably
A lot
money.
Of times it was, railroad paychecks was one of the big ones. One of the biggest contracts that Wells Fargo had was transporting, Union Pacific's payroll.
Oh, okay.
Which
so
is
to
why
different
they would get
train
hit
stations?
A lot. Well, no, they'd get carried from the bank to wherever the employees were at building the rail lines to get paid.
Yeah.
And so they'd be carrying a bunch of cash for, 50 white guys and 3,000 Chinese.
But why would they why would Wells Fargo in the future choose the thing that got robbed all the time as their logo?
Because also the Wells Fargo wagons were some of the fastest wagons around.
Yeah, it doesn't mean shit when you get your driver shot in the head. Like, there's a lot of... Speed can be negated by several outside factors.
I'm pretty sure the horse didn't run faster than a bullet. So...
You can shoot horses, too.
Yeah, that too. But then if you capture the horse, you can sell them.
That is true.
So...
You really gotta judge how much the caravan is sagging when you're about to hit it. Is there enough money in there to cover the cost of all these horses?
And do we have enough guys to maintain these horses to get them to town to sell them?
It was a very difficult mental process those guys had to go through.
Plus, do they have the gear to rebrand them? Because they're probably branded with Wells Fargo's logos, so...
Oh, shit. Wait, what would it take to... You'd have to invent your own brand.
Yeah, put a different brand and, like, brand it over the top of the Wells Fargo brand, I'm sure.
I wonder what the Wells Fargo brand looks like. Wells Fargo horse brand? If I could spell it. Stagecoach? No, this is on the website. Will it tell us things we need to know?
Probably not.
All right, we're not going to learn anything from this.
They're just going to tell us about what the history of Wells Fargo is.
Yeah, the history is we got robbed a lot, so you should trust us with your money now.
Because it's federally insured.
Because cowboys are gone, right?
Oh.
And, yeah, we can trust the FDIC, sure.
Yeah.
Up to, what, $500,000?
$100,000.
It's fucking nothing.
I know.
You know how much fake money we have out there?
All of it.
And by all of the money, yes, is fake. Trillions. $100,000 ain't shit.
No.
If that gets lost, they don't care if it doesn't come back.
And this is why Grandma stashes $100 bills in her mattress.
Precisely. I think we got to start doing that again, but with bitcoins. It can be done.
But then that assumes that the internet will be around when you want to cash them in.
Well, I think the internet will still be around.
Okay,
maybe
it won't
not
be heavily regulated.
Yeah, that
or
is
taxed.
That is kind of the way it's looking.
Yeah.
Taxed.
Good luck with that, but...
Tax is like the same thing as regulation.
Yeah. Taxation is theft. No.
We can, I'll jump on that train once it starts happening.
Right.
If I got to put a $1 bill in my TV every time I want to turn on Netflix.
Disconnect Netflix, torrent everything.
Yep.
Netflix starts having ads, I'm disconnecting. I'm turning it off and cancel my subscription.
God, there's fucking ads everywhere. I can't believe that shit. Like the fucking, you don't use Snapchat.
No.
But every time you finish a story on it, if you're unlucky enough and you don't move fast enough, it'll start auto-playing a video ad, and you just gotta rub your hand on the screen fast enough for it to go away, otherwise you're gonna get assaulted right in the eyes.
Yeah.
They're just embedding them and everything, and I even have an ad blocker on my phone. Doesn't fucking work.
Right.
That's why the next phone's gonna be locked down to hell. It's gonna be great.
Yeah.
No more Google shit. I'm gonna have to carry two phones with me. I'm going to be that guy.
Are you going to carry one on a holster on your hip, though, just to be that guy?
No, I'm probably going to tape it to the underside of my car.
Okay.
I don't know.
Put a Ziploc bag, tape it to the wheel well.
Yep, precisely. It just, like, that right one's a little wobbly, I'll just put it there as a counterweight. Fixed.
Or just, like, unscrew a little side panel, tape it to the inside of, like, the center console.
It's perfect.
A couple screws, you can get to it.
Man, I have no idea how to remove the side panels on my car. I should figure that out, because I kind
of
want
actually the bodywork or the inside of it?
Oh, the inside, because I want to put a new stereo in there at some point. And I could do it myself. It's just two wires to each speaker, right?
Yeah, I mean, replacing the stereo itself can be kind of obnoxious because there's so many wires.
Yeah.
Because you have all of the speakers in your car have wires that go to the stereo.
All I really need, I really only need to replace one speaker. Maybe I'll downsize this project a little.
Speakers are super easy.
Yeah, and it's only one.
Yeah.
It turns off if I turn too far.
That's weird.
And then it'll stay off until I throw my water bottle at the door, and then it'll turn on again.
That's goofy.
It works really good.
Yeah.
And it's no MacGyver solution. It's more of a Fonzie solution. Actually, it's a true Fonzie solution. Never seen the show. I will one day, though.
No, me neither. Yeah.
Happy Days, it invented the jump the shark term?
Yeah. I think I've heard that.
It jumps the shark at some point.
Obviously, because it had to originate the term.
Yeah.
Do they actually jump a shark?
Yeah, that's okay. How it happened. It's an episode of Happy Days. I don't know why Fonzie's in this competition, but it's water skiing. And it was kind of just, the show was building him up as a more awesome character until the shark jump thing where he goes off the ski lift and jumps over a shark that is attacking people. And people... pinpoint that as the time where, okay, this show is just getting ridiculous.
Yeah. It took it until that.
Yeah. And I'm not sure what other fantastic feats he did that were deemed acceptable by the 70s audiences, but jumping a shark isn't that crazy
anymore.
But
the thing is, once you do that, you have to maintain that level of intensity throughout everything.
Yeah, and if you turn it down at all, people are going to notice.
And they're going to riot.
You got to keep ramping it. Yeah. No riots over my TV shows. Please.
Speaking of riots, sharks, and cowboys, Texas is now underwater.
Yay! What a fucking tie-in. That was good.
Yeah. Oh, and also it sounds like Andrew might be driving a sub through downtown Dallas.
See, I thought he was... I completely spaced. I thought he was on the East Coast still.
He is.
But...
I think he's down in Georgia.
Okay.
So that's...
Still in the path.
That's a couple states away.
Yeah.
You just gotta go around Florida.
But maybe we should
look at the... Or drive the sub up some rivers and down the Mississippi.
They're calling it Hurricane Irma?
Harvey.
No, Harvey already happened, I think.
Oh, I thought Harvey was looping back around for a third round.
Oh, maybe it's still doing shit?
Because I know it hit Texas twice. I don't know. All I've known is the Harvey thing.
Harvey Path. Harvey Path. powerful hurricane. Why can't you just give me a fucking map, Google? You're supposed to be this all-powerful entity that rules our lives. Yeah, you can't give me a fucking hurricane map. Here we go.
Comes in, hits... Texas loops back around, and it looks like.
Yeah, so the blue is where it's going. Oh, it's going to go over Louisiana again.
Oh, nice. But yeah, so it looks like it hits Texas right around what's that town that's where it's red?
Corpus Christi.
Okay. And then it goes up to San Antonio, comes out to the ocean, picks up some more water, and goes back and goes right over to New Orleans.
Meanwhile, Houston is just getting... Well...
Apparently Houston actually is under a huge amount of water.
Yeah, no, I've been seeing some...
Like, there's crocodiles swimming through people's backyards.
There's people leaving their dogs behind. Can you believe this shit?
Yeah, pick them up, put them in the boat with you.
It's not that hard.
No.
You can... Dogs are practically made to be slung over your shoulders. Like, they'll do it if they have
to. Stuff them in a backpack. Something.
Yeah.
They may not like it, but it's better than getting eaten by a croc.
Like, Susie, she is, like, the nitpickiest little shit about just most things. But if there is a wall of water coming at her, I think she'll... Except whatever transportation situation you shove her into.
Yeah.
Dogs learn pretty quickly.
Lucy would probably go sniff the crocodile, see what it was.
I would like to...
That dog has zero fear of anything.
What's the most dangerous thing she's played with so far?
That she's played with?
Or just like...
That she's done? Like, she's, like, sniffed over the edge of, like, a cliff at Lower Falls. Like, we went down on top of the falls.
Yeah, that's
she
a good
just,
picture.
She just, like, walks right to the edge of the falls, looks over, just like, I guess that's the thing. Anyways, let's bounce around back to Mom and Dad. So.
No leash.
Well, no, she was on a leash.
Oh, okay. You got a chance, then.
Yeah. We didn't want her running off.
But she hasn't been playing with any wild animals.
Not that I know of.
One day. Oops. One day she is going to fight a raccoon.
Probably.
It'll happen. And... I think she'll need a rabies shot after that.
She's gotten one already.
Oh, good. All right.
So we just basically need to do her final vaccination shot next week and then get her spayed.
Yeah, we got to do a couple things to the cats. They don't have to get neutered until they're 6 months old.
Right. She'll be, I think, 5 at the end of September, so.
Okay. That's going to cost a lot.
Yeah.
Do you think over $500?
I don't know, because most, like, when we had Annie, our cat, and we tried to go call a couple places, they wanted, like, $350 plus the cost of anesthesia and pain meds and stuff.
Oh, so double it. Go ahead.
So about $500 all said and done we were looking at.
Yeah, see, what you don't know is that when you give animals anesthesia, you have to adjust the dollars charged for the amount of time that they're experiencing.
Yeah.
And cat time is, like, 7 times human time.
Right. So knocking them out for 20 minutes is actually knocking them out for, 2 hours.
Yep.
So.
And then rack up the charges from there.
But we actually end up going to a place called Companion Pet Clinic. It's right next to the Fred Meyers in Vancouver.
Oh, I think I've seen it.
It's really cool. We got her in, most places we were like, oh, yeah, it'll be, $350 and we can't get her until, next month. And then we called Companion, yeah, we can get her in next Tuesday. All said and done, you're probably looking at, $150.
Nice.
Yeah, I think we ended up paying, $160-some-odd because we got, a little kitty Valium before she took her, before she went in because she was freaking out going into the carrier.
Kitty Valium, it's shaped like a tiny fish. Do you guys have pet insurance?
We don't. No.
Okay. We don't either, and I don't think we're planning to.
I don't necessarily see the point of it.
No, because, I mean, how often are cats going to go in? You send them in to get neutered. Maybe if they, like, have trouble pissing, that's it.
Yeah. Yeah, honestly, and the sad, you have to almost be kind of clinical and cruel when it comes to animals with their health. Because you have to come to a point where no matter how much you love them, eventually it's going to be how much is this going to cost to fix versus how much, you know, is it going to suffer? You know, like, for example, we had a dog that had a brain tumor and it couldn't hardly walk a straight line. It just slept 20 hours a day.
What dog is that?
This was Scooby, our beagle.
Oh, yeah. I never met that.
And he couldn't walk a straight line. He looked like anytime he walked, it looked like you just gave him, like, 3 shots.
Oh, Jesus.
He would just stumble everywhere and then just kind of flop and go to sleep for another hour.
You know, there's got to be, like, this isn't, so I'm going to move away
yeah,
from
yeah. Anyways.
Pet mortality. But I think we should, now that we're at a fairly comfortable place technologically,
right,
science-wise and all that, maybe we should start looking for substances that our pets can enjoy because they can sometimes have stressful lives.
Yeah. They make CBD oil for dogs.
Yeah, but I don't know if a dog's getting stoned off of that. It might make them chill out a bit more, but they're not like, you know, they're not thinking, man,
they're not getting existential.
Are the mailmen really, do they really rule the world? Are they Illuminati? Like, they're not coming up with their own theories.
Right.
I want to see a dog zone out for a while. I think that'd be hilarious. Pets on drugs are funny. If yeah. you don't think that's funny,
you don't have a sense of humor.
Yeah, unsubscribe. Not like it counts against us anyway.
No, we don't really care.
No. But, yeah, so that hurricane sucks.
Oh, yeah. Back on that topic. Yeah, it sounds like Andrea is going to be going. Apparently, I guess they have a Navy coming in for a relief fund, so.
Oh, okay.
Sounds like, anyways.
Is he actually going to be able to go on the submarine?
Yeah, actually, he came back where his allergies, if whatever he has, aren't severe enough to hinder him.
Good, because that was a
that
fucking
stupid.
Yeah, Andrew, we were rooting for you on that one, man. That would have been some stupid bullshit.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's like, I don't know. It's like they, like I wouldn't be allowed on there because, what, I would die from lack of vitamin D?
I don't know.
Like, it feels like the same thing. Like, it's such a benign issue to him. Like, he's got to rub peanut butter inside his nose for there even to be a risk of death, right?
Yeah, basically he can eat things with nuts in them. It just makes his throat really irritated,
yeah,
kind of scratchy, and it feels like he just like basically was eating a bunch of hay.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, basically drink some water, take some allergy meds, and he's okay.
It's just like, that's like me and certain cats.
Yeah,
like there are certain, like most of them I'm fine with, but when I was first started dating Kirsty and I went over to her place, my left eye swelled up shut because there was the autistic cat, G.
Right.
He was just rubbing on me. He was a really cool dude. And then my eye just started itching and it went out of control. He's the most allergic I've ever been to a cat.
Huh.
It's very strange. And I don't know if it's just certain strains of cat, configurations of dandruff. No, dander.
Things he's exposed to being up there versus down here.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess it could be that. Maybe he's just rubbing on a certain bush, and then that's what's making my face swell up.
Yeah.
No idea. There are some nuclear cats out there.
Yeah.
You watch out for them. I'd like to see a radioactive cat.
I think there were some scientists that did probably, like, splice in the bioluminescence genes into various animals.
You seen the green cat?
Yeah, I think so.
Is this old? Or, let's see, emerald cat in Bulgaria. Look at this guy.
That cat fell into some sort of chemical vat in somewhere and then crawled out of it.
Well, I don't know. A worried animal lover gave the cat a bath to rid it of its unusual green fur. And look, it even got more, so it changes colors. Look at this.
That is, yeah, it went from basically looking like it got some green food coloring on it to full-on painted bluish green.
I mean, it looks like a filter when yeah. when it's a picture, but they're doing an autoplay video on here. Thanks, Daily Mail. But no, that's a real, like, turquoise-ish cat. It's freaky.
Yeah, it's just playing along with all the other cats, not a care in the world.
And I can't believe none of the other cats give a shit. Like, they obviously don't have the same prejudices towards difference as humans.
Yeah,
they're just like, oh, you have a tail. Great, let's go eat this thing. But meanwhile, humans are like, hey, your eye points off to the side. You're a fucking weirdo. Go live in this hole, Quasimodo, present day. If there was a present day Quasimodo, he would probably not live in a hole.
Probably not.
Probably be a storage container. Oh, yeah. No. He lives in the Tower of London, right?
Is in Notre Dame, wasn't it?
Yeah, but I don't know where that is.
France.
That's in France? Okay. Yeah, damn. Oh, I should have guessed. It sounds French. Okay, so what's the tallest thing? Okay, he was living at the top of the Eiffel Tower, obviously. So I think modern-day Quasimodo would be on top of the Sears Tower? No, that's...
Depends on what country is he based in. Because if he's in a big, tall, grand building, that depends on which country.
Oh, yeah, not necessarily America, huh?
No. Like, if he's in Britain, probably in Big Ben.
He's on that really, like, fuck-ass tall tower in Dubai.
Yeah, the Burj Khalifa.
British what?
The Burj Khalifa.
Burj Khalifa. Oh, okay. No relation
the
to...
The Burj Dubai. Yeah.
No relation to Wiz
no.
Khalifa.
No.
I bet he's really proud of that association,
probably.
Though. Has he ever connected that dot in any of his songs?
I don't know. I don't listen to his songs.
What are his songs?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I just said I don't listen to them, so...
Not even in... Passing, you never
none that I identify as. Oh, this is Wiz Khalifa, as you put it, and then move on to the next station.
Wiz Khalifa, that's his real name.
I doubt that his mother named him Wiz, but
Khalifa. Let's learn everything about this scourge on the music industry. But how do you spell it?
Did you like W I Z? I have no idea.
Wiz. Oh, there's an H in there. Get real. Like, what are you doing with yourself when nobody can spell the name that you're famous for? Rethink it, dude. Anyway, his real name is Cameron Jibril Tomaz. That's Thomas with a Z instead of an S. So even your real name's fucking stupid.
Thomas the Dank Engine.
Maybe, yeah, I bet he loved that show as a kid. Or maybe not, because he's not as cool as me. But, Jesus Christ, I mean...
He has a filmography?
Oh, yeah, let's look at that. Gangs of Roses 2, Next Generation.
Never heard of it.
Mac and Devin Go to High School. I'll just put that in another... Oh, my God.
Is that Snoop in it?
That's Snoop Dogg.
Oh, gosh.
Mac and Devin Go to High School is a 2012 American direct-to-DVD stoner film directed by Dylan Brown. The film stars rappers Snoop Dogg and Wiz Khalifa in the title roles, along with Mike Epps. No, I'm not going to say that. I don't know what any of these people are. In supporting roles, and the voice of Mystical in a guest appearance. All right. Another dumbass name. Let's put that there. The story follows two high school students, Geeky Devin... Who is Wiz Khalifa? Wait, did I say it right?
I guess.
Khalifa? I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck!
So it's a nerd and Snoop Dogg plays the athlete? That's a far cry. You think Wiz...
Seems
you think,
to be.
You think Snoop does any sort of high activity
the
levels?
The high school's name, N. Hale, is based on Nate Dogg's real name, Nathaniel Hale, and is a play on the word inhale.
Obviously.
Yeah. So, this sounds terrible.
Yes.
You want to watch it?
Not really, but I feel like we should for posterity.
Not until we get the cinema hate rig going.
Yeah.
I think that we'll add that to that list. I don't really want to read about this other guy. But, yeah, Wiz Khalifa, you're an idiot.
Agreed.
Why did you do this to yourself? You're really going to regret that you scribbled that name out on your birth certificate and Sharpie like 30 years from now. You're gonna want that original one back. I guarantee it. Listen to this episode in 30 years.
If we get
I'll be waiting.
I'll say if we get like somebody like Wiz Khalifa listen to this 30 years from now, then that's gonna be kind of some weird strange future that I'm not sure I want to see.
I would like to become famous for entirely different reasons said in this show.
Okay.
Nobody. And in fact, once I get famous for this unrelated season reason, I shut down the show. It no longer exists.
Okay.
It's hidden. And then once I get into the loop with these upper class Who people. I show
the
them
who's
the
episode in Whoville. Is that what you're saying? The
yeah,
Who people.
The in Holly Whoville. That's retarded. Why did I do this?
I don't know.
And then I'll play these episodes once they're like old and can't do anything about it without breaking a hip.
There you go.
Because I'm younger than all these guys anyway. Like, if I can make fun of them when they're geriatric, like, that's the perfect nail in their coffin.
Yeah.
Look how pointless your life is. I called it 30 years ago. I think that's a pretty fine accomplishment.
I think within 10 years, nobody will have a clue who these people are.
Yeah, you know what? I think Justin Bieber's career is almost 10 years old.
That's a name I haven't really heard for a while.
And a name I've not wanted to utter for a while. No. But,
has Canada taken him back yet?
No, I think he's still hanging around.
Oh.
Go back to shitty Canada to with your burning forests.
We need to win the Stanley Cup. Hmm? That's been the bet for years, like a U.S. versus Canada team for like the Stanley Cup. Whoever wins gives Justin Bieber back. Basically, so if Canada wins, America has to keep him until next year.
We haven't won in a while.
No, if America wins, we have to give him. Canada has to take him back.
Well,
I don't think that would work too well, but it'd be fun.
Okay, because I was trying to figure out what happens if we just keep losing. Like, do we have to give up more celebrities?
No,
as reparations?
We just have to keep them that much longer. That's the only payment.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, all the celebrities that were saying they were going to move to Canada if Trump won, nobody did it.
No. I'm actually kind of sad because there was a Kickstarter to buy a couple people plane tickets.
Yeah, I would have funded the one for Whoopi Goldberg. Get her the fuck out of here with those non-eyebrows. Where did they go? Let's send you back to Canada to find
Bruce
your
Willis's
eyebrows. Yeah, they ran off together to the Bahamas.
And some weird mixed ethnicity eyebrow babies or something.
Oh, God. And Stan Sitwell's eyebrows are there, too.
Yeah.
But they just feel really out of place because it's the only life they've ever known. Like, they had eyebrows at one point.
Yeah.
And then they just disappeared. Whoopi may not have ever had them.
I think Bruce's went away with his hair.
Yeah, he just went for the whole deal.
Yeah.
I think you can gradually get alopecia, and I think that's what happened to Bruce Willis.
Maybe.
And he never bothered with any of the hair prosthetics, because why would you?
No.
If you've seen...
Once you've gone full cue ball, who cares?
Yeah. I mean, he can pull it off.
Yeah.
Even if he doesn't... And it kind of helps he doesn't have the reputation of being the nicest guy.
No.
Nobody's going to make fun of him that way. I heard this fucking dumb story one time. Some dude was hanging out at a party with a bunch of famous people in it, and Bruce Willis happened to be there. And this guy, he's standing in the corner eating a cookie, and Bruce Willis walks by, and he says, what do you got there, a donut? Like, that's his idea of a joke, is just pretend the thing you have is a different thing.
Okay.
Ooh. The pinnacle.
I guess he's rich enough not to give a shit what other people think about him, so he's laughing. He's, you know, laughing all the way to the bank.
He might care a little.
Maybe.
Just because you were John McClane doesn't make you exempt from our ridicule.
That's pretty much like, gosh, that's one of his biggest roles that everybody knows him from.
It's the biggest one,
yeah.
I think.
I can't really think of anything else that's bigger.
Red wasn't that big.
The Sixth Sense.
Sixth Sense is, yeah, but... It's not what people want to see him doing.
No.
Like, they were like, okay, I guess you have some emotional depth.
And then...
Kind of.
Unbreakable was better, but...
Oh, fuck yeah. Because he actually kicked some ass in that.
Well, Unbreakable's just a better movie.
Overall, definitely.
Yeah. I do like Unbreakable better than Sixth Sense.
Then again, rewatch that.
I watched Sixth Sense once, and I was like 14. That was the first time I ever actually watched the whole thing.
And it wasn't spoiled for you?
No, the ending was completely spoiled. It had been spoiled for a decade, but...
Oh, wow. It had been 10 years old when you watched it?
When did The Sixth Sense come out? Like, 96?
Sixth Sense. No, I think that was, like, 99.
99. Okay,
there
so it wasn't quite 10 years, but...
Pretty close.
Yeah. It had been out for a while, and, of course, everybody... It became a pop culture thing about how Bruce Willis was dead the whole time. Spoilers. But, ultimately, I was like, oh, I don't really care. I'm just going to watch it anyways.
It's going to be 20 years old pretty soon.
Yeah.
Voyager... is 40 years old, not the movie, the satellite that we shot out into space.
Yeah, now it's out of our solar system, too.
Yeah.
Completely.
But is it? They keep declaring it like
that's true.
Every 6 months, so it's just where you draw that line.
Also 40 years old, because it actually got a re-release now. It's in a couple of different theaters, Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Hey.
It's in like a couple different theaters locally playing like a couple showtimes.
I might do it if it's IMAX.
Yeah, I don't know whether it is or not. I went and saw Dunkirk today, so I looked at the showtimes.
It's Spielberg. I think he's just hanging out underneath the table with the guy who invented IMAX, and he's like, hey, put it up there. I'll make some money. And the IMAX guy's like, sure, Steve. Because he's sucking his dick. And up it goes. It's as simple as that. That's the movie industry.
Yeah, basically.
It's just a lot of dick sucking under a table.
Pretty much.
As far as I know. Don't ever get me involved with that.
No. Even though we want to be the rewriters of Hollywood, but no, at the same time, not.
The editors of
editors,
Hollywood.
Editors, yes.
We want to be the editors of Hollywood, but we never really want to go there.
No, they just can send us the raw files. We can do it and call it good.
Yeah. It's not that hard. The raw file. You mean like all the text files?
No, just like the boxes and boxes of film or thumb drives with if they're filmed digitally.
Oh, see, I always imagined this editor of Hollywood business as editing scripts.
Oh, well, we could do that too.
But but yeah, they can send us like things that are being made and we can also edit those.
Like, no, this is wrong. You need to go completely redo the whole thing.
Yeah, I would love to have that power. That's something that needs to be wielded by more than one person. I definitely don't want all the responsibility. No. Fuck that. It's in. Sorry. Sending memos. Oh, gosh. This rum makes me burpy.
That's weird.
I like it, though.
It's what? Good, but yeah.
You don't like it?
No, I do really like it, actually. It's got a nice woody, smoky flavor to it.
See, I didn't really peg it down for woody, smoky.
I get a little bit of undertones to it.
Maybe there's, I don't know, just... It's all right.
Snorting the rum. Yes. Oh, and God. For those that don't know, this is the Bacardi... 8-year-old rum.
Yeah, that Ben got me for my birthday. It is almost gone.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Ben. It has served us well. It's probably going to be gone tonight.
Probably.
Because that is not going to get me through another show if I save it to next week.
No, certainly not.
I kind of want to get another bottle. Hope it didn't cost $1 billion.
It's actually not that expensive, actually.
For an 8-year?
Yeah, it's actually cheaper than most bourbons that I like.
Nice.
So...
I will think about it.
Yeah. I think it's just under $30 for a bottle.
That's pretty good.
That's not bad for a really good rum like that.
I like how you still know all the booze prices off the top of your head. Are you... You're still doing stuff in the store.
Until Wednesday is my last day.
Wednesday is the last... And then you get like a week off?
And I get 4 days off. I get Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday off, and then I start on Monday.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
And I imagine the word has spread throughout.
Oh, yeah. Like 75% of the store knew when I came back from my 2 days off.
Damn.
So
that seems in that percentage even seems low.
Yeah. Well, a couple people hadn't worked or had been on vacation or were like night crew and they're like, oh, I saw you were leaving and like in the next day or two after.
So was anybody upset?
They were like, well,
all congratulations.
It's kind of a both.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's going to be sad to see you go because they like working with me. But at the same time, they're glad I'm getting out of there.
Yeah. You get to do the thing they could never do.
Yeah. Use my education for something.
Just rising up above them. Like, you're going to become a Christ figure to them. And, like, every time you show up again, they're going to bow down to you. It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be kind of weird.
Yeah. You'll be fine. I mean, yeah. I went into that Safeway once, and nobody said hi to me. Granted, it's
probably a nice feeling, isn't it?
It is kind of nice. It's a completely different cast of characters, though.
Yeah.
But I kind of expected Julie to at least say hello.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Hmm.
Might be the haircut.
Maybe.
Throwing a lot of people off.
Yeah, I can see that. Or you have grown up a bit since you worked there, so.
Just a bit. Yeah. I think I got a couple inches taller, possibly. I also don't talk like this anymore. Which I'm sure you can hear if you go back to episode fucking
one. A little
one.
Bit of Michael Cera episodes in there.
Oh, God, yeah. There was a Michael Cera. I had the face.
Yeah.
I had the Michael Cera face. Still kind of have
Ginger
it.
Ginger Surfer Bro Michael Cera. That was you when you were 16.
But his hair was always way better than mine.
Yeah, well, you had the long, flowy locks.
Fuck yeah. Because I was partying hard, apparently.
Apparently.
It was my compensation for not actually partying.
Fair.
If you just give off that air that you do it, people will accept you for the false image you put out.
Yeah.
It's pretty great.
It's almost like our society's built on lies.
Hey, you know, it's we don't have to examine this much further.
No.
So, let's just all get out there and burn down the White House.
We didn't start the fire. Da, da,
da, da. We just told you to start it. It's out of our hands now. Don't burn down anything.
No.
I'm not an advocate for
arson.
Any of that shit. No, I mean, not unless I'm doing it. And it's a thing that's acceptable to burn down.
Yeah.
I learned something. Speaking of destroying things, I learned something about the Blues Brothers movie.
What's that?
The other day. You know the mall that they do that really big chase scene in? That was already a condemned mall.
Oh.
Like, shit. I'm trying to remember off the top of my head. I believe the movie was 77.
80.
80. Nope. Yeah, you're right. But the mall closed down in 77.
Okay.
That's what I confused it with. And they'd been trying to get it torn down for a while, and they were like, okay, we've got this resolution, we're going to do it. And then they said they wanted to film the movie in there, so they did. And then they kept trying to pass resolutions, and it kept not happening and not happening. And it was just decaying. And they finally tore it down in 2012.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
That took a while.
And it was a big-ass mall, too.
They should turn it into a go-kart track.
Oh, that would have been fucking awesome.
Go-kart track.
Indoor go-kart track.
Yeah. Or at least partially where you can do like the whole Blues Brothers route.
Yeah. Which would be like 80 figure eights.
Yeah, basically. But I'd do it. It'd be fun.
Oh, that'd be so great. We were watching the extended cut last night.
Is it any good? I've actually never watched extended.
I like it. I haven't noticed any differences yet, so either I haven't gotten to them yet, or I've always watched the extended cut. But they add about a half hour to it.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know. There seems to be a couple things, like maybe when right before they go into that restaurant that dude owns. Like, I think there's a bit longer shots of, like, the street and that band outside.
Okay.
That's real. Maybe that's a difference. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Still the best musical ever on film.
Fucking rules. Yeah. Kirstie didn't even know it was going to be a musical.
Yeah.
And she had no idea that Carrie Fisher's in it.
It's one of the few musicals that Trace will sit down and watch begrudgingly because she knows I'll just get giddy when I watch it because it's just a fun, silly movie.
God, dude, the church scene?
Yeah. James Brown, and then everybody just starts, like, flipping and jumping around on trampolines or something like that.
When I woke up this morning, I heard a disturbing sound. Yeah!
I said, I heard a disturbing sound. And then gets right into it.
Yeah, we got to finish that up. We only got about halfway through it yesterday, and then I had to go to sleep.
Yeah.
It's rough having to sleep.
Yeah.
You know?
Sleep is, yeah.
It's fucking stupid. Like, my body needs it now. Like, why can't I just have that high school vitality back?
Yeah, just drink, like, 12 Mountain Dews and be good to go for 36 hours.
See, that was a thing. I didn't really drink Mountain Dew that much.
Yeah.
You know?
I remember pulling a couple all-nighters, like, Ben's house, where we'd have, like, a group of, like, 8 of us up. We'd kill, like, three 12-packs of Mountain Dew between, like, 7 of us. Jeez 7 or 8 Christ. Of us.
Oh, my God.
We'd get, like, an hour and a half of sleep. That was it. Like, we'd go to sleep when we heard, like, Ben's dad getting up to go get ready for work.
Yeah.
And then we'd pretend to be and kind of sleep until basically we hear him leave. And then we'll be like, okay, well, we're already here, so might as well get a little bit of sleep. And then wake up, like, an hour and a half later.
And straight back into Mario Kart.
Basically. Smash Bros., watching movies, whatever.
God, if I ever pull an all-nighter again, I'm going to sleep for 30 hours instead of 18, like the last one.
Yeah.
I've only ever pulled off one true all-nighter.
Yeah.
And that was the one where I slept for 18 hours afterwards. Like, it depends on the definition of all-nighter, I guess. Like, if I wait till the sun comes up and then I go to sleep, is that an all-nighter?
I don't know.
Or do I have to wait until I woke up, get the full 24 hours in? No idea.
I would say officially 24 hours probably would be the all-nighter.
Yeah. And I have no desire to hit that mark again.
No.
It's exhausting. And sleep is awesome.
Yeah.
I know I was just complaining about it a second ago and how my body needs it, but the thing about your body needing sleep is it really likes it when you do it. So reward yourself. Take a nap.
Treat yourself.
Take a nap.
I've actually probably taken more naps at when I was at WSU than I had my entire rest of my life.
Yeah?
Yeah.
No, I was taking a lot of naps.
Like, I'd have a couple different places where I'd go check out. If there was nobody there, I'd curl up in a nice comfy chair and go to sleep for an hour.
Yeah, because it's just commonplace there.
Yeah.
Like, there should have been a dedicated napping center, but there's a lot of trouble that people could get into there, yeah. I'm sure. it is a college campus, so it gets a little wacky.
Well, even if you just went in, like, some room that had a bunch of, like, folding cots with dividers between them, that'd be a good napping area.
It could be. Or it could just be, like, the precursor to a fallout shelter.
Yeah. Oh, potato, potato.
Always build the fallout shelter at your university.
Well, you could...
You don't need their permission. Just go behind the library, take a shovel with you, a few bags of concrete. 3 years later, when you finish your degree, you're done.
There you go.
So you need... I said 3 years because you need a year to stake out the perfect spot.
Plan it and that kind of stuff. Get the materials in place.
Read the patterns of the staff and where they go in the morning. You don't want people falling into that hole while you're digging in. And this bomb shelter is not for anybody else. This is a one-person bomb shelter. See, everyone can have a bomb shelter.
You gotta have at least, like, three or four people in your bomb shelter, because being in a bomb shelter by yourself would be boring as hell.
Yeah. It would have to be this...
You gotta have somebody to play with, like, Parcheesi with or something.
Yeah, you know what? Well, maybe you don't want to bring Parcheesi out there.
Okay, fair point. You don't want to kill each other.
Yeah, it's not quite as bad as Monopoly, but Parcheesi can bring out some bad feelings towards people. Unless you, like, tape the rules to a wall and you treat them as your Ten Commandments or however many rules there are.
Yeah.
That's the only way that people won't die, is if you have, like, this guiding star to go by. It's the same thing with Monopoly. If people just followed the rules.
Yeah. Best way to win a Monopoly is cause a housing crisis.
Yeah, just, but how are you doing that? Just selling everything off?
Well, you got to basically get, like, two or three Monopolies, try and get, like, ideally you want to play with three players, because if a player lands on the property and they don't want to buy it, it goes up for auction starting at $10.
Yep. Regardless, as is true to the rule book, look it up. Yep. Anyone that disagrees with me, also, free parking's a lie.
Yep. And this is true of everything from the most cheap property to Boardwalk. You know, it starts at $10. So you can get some cheap properties really quick to fill out your Monopolies. And then you build three houses on every single one.
Just three?
Well, yeah, basically, because there can only be so many houses on the game board as come in the box. You can't have extras.
That is true. Yeah, see, I've always...
Again, also in the rules, you can only have, I think it's 24 houses on the game board. And you just wait it out until you get, like, one or two players that bow out of the game.
You can't physically build more houses.
No, because you've built most of the houses.
See, I never... It's... Monopoly is this weird thing. Like, there's people that... Like, I love going by the rules.
Mm-hmm.
People around me hate it, because they all got their own things that they do with it.
Yeah.
But there's always these little hidden things. Like, I didn't know you could be limited by the actual amount of pieces.
Yeah.
I just made up pieces.
Yeah.
This penny's a house now. We ran out. I'm sorry, but...
Yeah. No, the rules say you can only build more houses when players sell off other houses to build, like, a hotel.
Damn. Well,
and
that...
Then, yeah, you wait until basically, like, one player folds, and then you buy their properties up.
Are there enough hotels to cover every space?
I don't know.
I don't think there is.
But then, yeah, once you've, like, doubled your wealth compared to everybody else, then you build the hotels.
Yeah.
By that point, you probably have, like, four Monopolies going at least.
Yeah. And then all the houses are there, but nobody can buy them because they're landing on your fucking hotels.
Right.
God, man, Monopoly is great.
It's brutal. So, yeah, cause a housing crisis. You win at Monopoly. Nobody will ever play with you again.
It's true. You break their spirits. That's how you win.
Yeah.
Demoralize your enemy.
Let them see the pointlessness of the whole thing.
Send them running to the caves with bags of Top Ramen and cans of Spam. I like Spam.
I actually never really had... I can't really think of a time I've had Spam.
You gotta try it sometime.
Yeah.
Try and cook it like bacon, though.
That's what I've heard. Just grill it up.
Yeah. And if it's a little crispy around the edges, if you like that, absolutely. Go for it.
Yeah.
Sometimes, we did this for the Eclipse. Mm. We brought a little camping stove out with us, and we fried up some Spam and just put that between some bread. Spam sandwiches.
All good.
Yeah. I like calling them Spam sandwiches, because it's not quite as obvious as Spamwich.
Yeah.
And then I get to do the thing. I was like, oh, what do you call it? It's a Spam sandwich. Why not call it a Spamwich? Fuck you. That's ridiculous.
That's too easy.
Why would you... You see,
it's not obvious enough.
It's not highbrow comedy. It's invisible brow. It's Whoopi Goldberg brow. It's not even there. Yeah. What did happen to the eyebrows? Hang on, let's just look that up.
Just Google, what happened to these people's eyebrows?
No. I'm just going to see if Whoopi Goldberg ever had eyebrows. Whoopi Goldberg with eyebrows. Here we go. Nope, not there with eyebrows. But can I spell it? Sure as fuck can't. Images. Go. All right, no eyebrows. Wait, oh, somebody drew those on.
Yeah, I'll say a lot of these are drawn.
No.
That's drawn on.
No. And look, this is a pretty old picture.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
That might. Yeah, that's eyebrows.
Oh, man, the faintest outline. Look at that.
And that's probably, what, the 70s at the latest? Those earrings and...
Wait a minute. No, this isn't even Whoopi Goldberg. That's Nina Simone. Yeah, that's Nina Simone. That's just a comparison. See, so it never would have worked because Nina Simone had eyebrows! You idiot!
And now we're facing an ad for Stranger Things on an LG TV.
I'm going to watch that, but not on an LG TV.
No. Watch it. It's great. Season 2, it comes out like...
next week or something, right?
No, like just before Halloween.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be ready for that. Oh, shit. Somebody photoshopped Oprah's eyebrows away. That is going to be That's someone's terrifying. Avatar. There's something like...
It makes her forehead look even bigger.
Yeah, it looks like her eyes are sliding off. Like the glue behind them.
Like
just
they're just
melting.
Drawn onto her face.
God, these people are so silly. And Leonardo DiCaprio's in here for no reason, but here's what he looks like with no eyebrows. He looks like,
like an Australian TV detective.
He looks like Haley Joel Osment.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. Wait a minute, look, there's all these related images here. We can see what Jimmy Fallon looks like with no eyebrows. Oh, come on, just take me to there. I need this. Oh, God.
That looks disturbing.
He looks like David Duchovny with Down syndrome. Justin Bieber still has eyebrows in that picture. That's confusing.
Nick Cage mugshot picture or something?
I guess. Oh, Jesus Christ. Daniel Radcliffe without eyebrows looks like
Gollum.
He's... Yeah, it looks like he's...
in the process of becoming Gollum.
Yeah, this is what happened to the Hobbit that became... This is what happened to Smeagol immediately after he killed
like
that other Hobbit.
Just fall out like Sam Sitwell.
Exactly. They just fell into the
or
river.
Sam Sitwell, excuse me.
And washed away.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
That is mildly disturbing.
God damn. I would hate to not have eyebrows. Somehow these people get away with it, and we're just supposed to sit by and pretend that's not weird? Come on. I feel like we're the only people talking about this.
Yeah.
Maybe
it's
we're
because
not.
There might be other more important things to talk about, but... I don't know. We're on this topic, so there's no getting off the
okay,
train.
All right. You say
I got
the
nothing.
Important things. Yeah,
I got nothing else, so. I don't know. I'm trying to prevent a possible excuse, even though it may not be true.
Excuse for?
Nobody else talking about eyebrows.
Oh. Well, at least we're doing it.
Yeah, we're doing the important work that people won't.
Yeah, you point me towards the other podcast that does this for 20 minutes, okay? Take me there, and I'll fight them. With my words. This is a knife. Stab. I win. It's not that hard.
No. I guess not.
That's how we'll become the most famous podcast. By stabbing everybody else.
Auditorily stabbing everybody.
So, yeah. Yeah, I think we can do it. We're going to need some knife sound effects.
Yes.
Which we don't have. No, it's not going to happen.
Yeah. So we just need like a slab of steak... Some sort of knife and just stab it a couple times next to a microphone.
Yeah. I think that could work. It's
like
just
the punch is the orange hitting a leather jacket kind of thing.
Is that a leather jacket? I thought that was an orange hitting a steak.
That could be too. Yeah. I know like the Indiana Jones punch noises, they took like a stack of leather jackets and hit it with a baseball bat.
Nice. And yeah.
And that was the psh, psh.
I wish real punches made that sound.
Right?
It'd make fighting people so much more fun, but it would be happening a lot.
Yeah. Now I kind of want to see like boxing matches with the punch noises clipped into them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we never talked about the boxing match
because
happening
because
yeah, But
I worked and I didn't really care outside of that.
Who really thought that McGregor was going to win, though?
Yeah, professional boxer versus somebody who's spent 10 weeks boxing.
Yeah, if you... It's like putting Joe Rogan in the same spot. Like, he did MMA for, like, a year.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't... Like, I'm going to piss Jared off so much.
Okay, yeah.
He likes Joe Rogan, but come on. He's a little goofy.
A bit, yeah.
You ever seen those pants he wears?
Not really.
He wears pants that are specifically made to kick people in.
Okay, so like extra space in the crotch or something?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, makes sense.
Like the ones Chuck Norris invented, quote marks? Or like Chuck Norris one day said, hey, I need pants that can do this, and someone else made them.
I need jeans that stretch in the crotch.
Yeah. It's not that great an invention. You know?
No.
You can achieve the same thing by wearing no pants.
Or spandex.
And if you're wearing no pants, nobody wants to fight you anyway.
Right?
That's really the best strategy.
Just charge everybody naked.
The Scotland way.
I was going to say, take the old Scots versus the Romans type mentality.
It's perfect.
Yeah. Just naked, covered in blue paint, charging with battle axes. They go, no.
I think we need more than just blue paint, though.
Mm.
We've gotten better with our stenciling and our artistry. I think we can put some terrifying symbols on people.
Yeah.
Nipples can easily be transformed into eyes. Stomach's like a mouth with snakes coming out of it. I don't know. Get creative.
This sounds like something you've actually seen, but...
Nope, this is something I just made up.
Okay.
Like most of the things I say, I don't think about them.
Yeah. Have you just found your new tattoo?
No. Fuck no, God. You know, I'm still thinking about that, and I don't know if it's ever going to happen.
Yeah, I can't think of anything I'd want either.
It's going to be some kind of formula or code. I know it.
Yeah.
But...
It's also a little cliche.
I'm not going to get a flux capacitor tattooed on me.
No.
Like, that's an easy shot. It's not... I can't do it.
Yep.
Excuse me. Chip. It's just too easy. It's not going to be binary code. It's too easy to figure out.
Just tell I put binary code for fuck off.
Could be. It wouldn't be that long. It'd be funnier if I did it in hexadecimal.
Yeah.
Because there'd be more characters associated with it. And it would have like actual letters in it, so it would just look like complete garbage and nobody would even try. Maybe it's a diagram of some sort. I don't know. Chemical compound. Yeah. I'll invent a chemical compound and put that on my body.
There you go.
I don't know. It's just, it'll come to me. It's going to take a very long time.
That's something significant.
I always like the idea of just a very tiny dot. Like just a very, like, pinhead-sized circle. Like, just on my shoulder or something.
So that way people wonder, like, what is that thing?
Yeah. It's just a really tiny tattoo. Maybe, ooh, okay. Maybe, you know how there's these guys that can write the Declaration of Independence on a grain of rice?
Mm-hmm.
How about I get the Declaration of Independence rice-sized?
On your shoulder.
Tattooed. Yeah.
Be like, what's your tattoo? Oh, it's the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah.
I had to make it small so Nick Cage couldn't steal it.
Yeah, it should be the map that's on the back of the Declaration of Independence. Because I love that movie so much.
It's not a terrible movie. It's entertaining in its own stupidity.
It definitely is not terrible.
No.
It's not great.
It's not one of the only movies I can think of that Sean Bean doesn't die that I can think of.
Wow, that's true. He doesn't. Well, we can assume he got stabbed in prison. You don't see him in the second one.
True. Or he could just still be in prison.
Do you think they could come back and do a third one?
I don't know.
I think they could.
They could. Nick Cage wouldn't care about what people say as long as it's a paycheck.
He wouldn't care. I don't think... I don't think John Voight would be in it again.
Probably not.
Because he's probably over it by now.
Mm-hmm.
He's a retired dude, isn't he? I don't think he's doing shit.
I think he's toying around with the idea of it.
Oh, yeah? They've been talking?
I don't know. I don't pay that much attention to celebrity gossip.
Gossip around the golden water cooler. What's he been doing lately? He was in that Ray Donovan series.
Never saw any of it.
That seemed kind of interesting. Nothing that looks particularly interesting. Nah. Nah, John Voight isn't doing that much.
No.
He's taking it easy.
So maybe he would do it then.
Maybe he would. He's got nothing else going on.
Needs a paycheck.
Yeah. God, he was born in 1938.
Wow.
So he's going to be 70.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Good for him.
Yeah.
He lived longer than Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Well, he also did heroin, but...
He probably did more heroin than Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Cocaine, but...
Oh, yeah, that was probably his drug of choice. He was in the Mad Men days.
The 80s and 60s and all that other stuff.
Yeah. Wonder what made Philip Seymour Hoffman choose heroin. You know, do we ever hear... We never heard... Yeah, oh, maybe.
Something easy and maybe it helped him relax or something like that and he just overdid it.
Yeah. It's possible. I don't know. It's an interesting path that these guys take.
Yeah.
Nobody ever, like... there's no celebrity out there that is, like... The ecstasy celebrity. Nobody's got that
Not
label.
That I can think of, no.
I don't think anybody's got the meth one either. Nick Cage might have crack cocaine.
I'll say Lindsay Lohan, but...
Oh, yeah, that's... Well, we... Yeah, we all... We
yeah,
all
the
know
meth...
That.
Yeah.
I wonder what her filmography's doing. Nothing.
Probably. Nobody will hire her, probably.
Lindsay Lohan. You know she converted to Islam?
Huh.
Kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Let's see. She is doing basically nothing. Some TV show called Sick Note. That sounds stupid.
Yeah.
Oh, God. She was on Two Broke Girls. Jesus. Just like tits and dumbass the show. Jesus Christ. You still exist?
Never seen it, so.
They're still making it. God, it's...
I remember seeing an ad and then realized it looked absolutely retarded and never watched it.
Yeah, it's like if you took it's like if you took Two and a Half Men, you shot the half kid in the head, and then you used his blood to write the script, and then you summoned Satan to get you a gig on CBS. That's what this show is.
Okay.
It shouldn't exist. It's an abomination.
Yeah.
And there's no merit to it. It has a 6.7 on IMDb. If there is a TV show that is still on that has less than a 7 on IMDb, you cancel it.
Yeah, there's so many other better shows out there.
It's less than a C.
Yeah.
67%.
You're teetering on the D+ range.
Yeah. You're getting kicked out of school. Or at least put in the dumb kids class.
Yeah.
You're getting put in Math 95. Okay? You shouldn't exist.
No. But stupid stuff gets on networks all the time.
It is unfortunate. We're never going to get the TV show, but that's because we don't really have the faces for it.
Nope. We have the faces for radio.
Yeah. Also, the voices. We say too much bad things.
Yeah.
We'd have to... Our only guarantee is HBO.
HBO or maybe Netflix, because they don't care about that stuff either.
That's true. They're just kind of throwing that money out.
Yeah, basically.
I wonder if we could, you know what I heard recently? Apple is going to throw $1 billion at just making content. Kind of like the Netflix thing, except I think they're doing like three times the budget.
So they have so many piles of cash sitting around that they just don't know what to do with it anymore.
Yeah, and I guess they scrapped their autonomous driving project.
Okay.
So I guess they're just funneling that cash into entertainment. So I think I might take Apple's money. I'm okay with that. I'll never use your shit.
No.
I'm sorry. It's just too locked down. It's too Tinker Toys. Too,
expensive.
Also, yes.
Have you seen how much, like, the iPhone, was the 8s that are coming out soon are supposed to cost?
I heard baseline 1,000?
I think so.
It's a fucking telephone.
Yeah. I think the more the ones that most people are going to buy are, like, 1,200. Which are the $1,000 one's probably, like, 32 gigs.
Where's the $1,000 rumor? It's just based on what's being put in it?
I don't know. It's probably just based on the fact that Apple keeps ramping up the price every year.
Oh, man. Is that true? Like, the prices just...
Probably keep going up.
I wonder what the original iPhone price was.
I don't know. I mean, adjusted dollars or...
Yeah, you gotta adjust them a little bit. I mean, because this was 2007, the first iPhone.
That seems so recent. Yeah, so far. 10 years ago.
Yeah. So recent, but so 10 years ago. Is that what you said?
I was going to say, so recent, yeah, so far away, and then I was like, wow, 10 years ago. So, yes, that is what I said, but not what I meant.
Man, where would they put, like, release price on it? Shit. Maybe I can share its price? Okay. Jobs unveiled the iPhone to the public. January 9th, 2007, blah, blah, blah. The two initial models, a 4-gigabyte model, priced at $499, and an 8-gigabyte model at $599, both requiring a 2-year contract. Blah, blah, blah. The passionate reaction to the launch resulted in sections of media dubbing it the Jesus phone.
Good Lord. So the iPhone, the 4-gigabyte one,
mm-hmm.
In modern dollars is equal to $597, so about $600 for a new iPhone. So they've doubled in price in the 10 years.
That's like the current starting price for an iPhone 7.
Yeah, for right? Basically like most flagship phones are about that price anymore, it seems like.
Man, I'm so glad I only paid $275 for my new phone.
Yeah, that was pretty nice.
I am not regretting that choice at all. And I'm very sure I can make that phone last for at least 2 years. My goal is 3.
Yeah.
And I think I can do it. Where the fuck's the iPhone stuff? Here we go.
They still haven't regretted taking out the headphone jack. Or is the 8 going to have it? I haven't heard.
I think it's going away.
Oh.
It's going to happen.
Next thing you know, they'll take away the funny thing is, eventually they'll probably take away the power jack, but then realize, oh, wait, we're not wireless charging.
Well, no, they'll put in
you have to send it to Apple for them to charge it.
You have to pay postage, tax,
wait
and...
2 weeks.
It's just like sending in your Xbox for the Red Ring of Death.
Basically.
Didn't you have to pay Microsoft money for them to fix it?
I think if it was outside of a certain time period, yeah, you would have to pay them to fix it.
Oh, that's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Jesus. Okay, let's see. If I were to just try and buy an iPhone 7 right now through AT&T, that was jet black. Oh my God, just let me, 128 gigs is $749.
Before tax.
Yeah. So let's call it 800. That's ridiculous.
Agreed.
If you think you're going to put out a $1,000 phone and the same amount of people are going to buy it, you know what? Actually, you know what? You can believe that because you're Apple.
And people do it.
You've created this weird fucking techno cult that forces everybody to buy the stuff all over again.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. The hardware is awesome. It's 4 times as expensive than it needs to be, though.
Absolutely.
Tone it down. God damn.
Apparently they might be getting rid of the home button on the newest iPhone.
Oh yeah, that was actually, you know what? That's a little interesting. I want to play with that cuz they're making it sound like the screen is going to be so good that when that little portion is blacked out, you won't be able to tell the difference between the screen and the actual bezel of the phone.
Yeah.
Unless it's going bezel-less.
I think they're trying to go, I mean, close, but I mean, even the iPhone, which is the S8, has tiny little space on the bottom, tiny little space on the top, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't have a home screen button, but if you basically press where the home screen button should be, it turns on the screen.
It shows up.
Yeah.
Basically. Oh, wait, so it doesn't have a button you click that turns the screen on?
No, it just feels pressure in a certain area and says, oh, that's supposed to be where the home button is, so let's turn on.
How quickly can you turn that on?
Well, basically, it basically pushes it about the same speed as a button.
Not fast enough!
Yeah.
It needs to be faster than a button. I want to blink at it, and I want it to turn on.
But I don't like it recognizing my face.
That is bad, yes.
So that's why, same way, I don't have fingerprint in there. I don't have retina scan, nothing.
On this new phone I'm doing, I am going to put the fingerprint in it because it'll be totally stripped of all that Google shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I've looked at the source code a little bit, and it takes the fingerprint. It doesn't upload it anywhere. It just keeps it in this little file that you can't even read.
Yeah.
And nobody's going to be able to get to that file because it's got so many fucking firewalls around it and it's reworked.
But fingerprint passwords or fingerprint locks on phones are not covered under, like, for example, like Fifth Amendment for that kind of stuff, because that's something that is what you have, not what you know. Fifth Amendment protects what you know, such as a password to your phone.
Yeah. No, that's why I'm going to have different ways of getting into it. The fingerprint will definitely not be the primary way of getting in.
Right.
Because, I mean, that's a big reason, that Fifth Amendment stuff. I'm going to hang on to that as long as I can, even though I'm basically holding, like, an eighth of it right now.
And you're assuming that people actually care about what actually the Constitution says?
Yeah, I don't think fucking Joe Blow at the TSA gate is gonna... I don't think they gave him a copy of the Constitution when they gave him that blue smock.
No. Maybe we should keep... When we travel, we should get like a little pocket version.
Of the Constitution. You know what? I had one of those somewhere. It's very handy, but...
It might be kind of fun for traveling.
I think he was missing a couple amendments, though. Yeah. But that would be neat.
Although I've never had problems with TSA. That I'm like, yeah, no, I'm perfectly fine. Right, you're in the wrong.
No, oh, I've had problems, but yeah. None that warranted me getting an extra pat down or anything.
Or taken into the side room and bent over a table.
No, but I just have problems with them in general.
Yeah.
That's the way it is. If you exist... Yeah, I got a problem with you. That's just, you're going to have to live with that.
Pointless agency.
They're doing fine, though. Go ahead and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/TGF Radio. What's the TGF Radio on Twitter? Emails things, because you're not going to watch it too, at tgfradioshow@gmail.com. All the old episodes and subscribable links to iTunes and RSS are at tgfradio.com. Got anything to say before we head out?
Not that I can think of, no.
All right. We'll be back next week. Anything going on?
Yeah, I'll be here.
Yeah, seems fine to me. We'll be back next week then. Party on, everybody. Thank you.